How will you participate in the issues that come before us? At this time, I'd like to introduce the other members of the board. At the far end, we have Keith Dias from Rosemond. Next to him is Eric Sandell from Truckee. Then Kimberly Cox from Hellendale. Down at the other end, we have Don Jardine from Markleyville. And next to him is Peter Pumphrey from Chalfont. Our executive officer is Patty Kuyemjin. Would you introduce the staff, please?
Good evening, everyone. We have Rebecca Phillips here to our my left, but she'll be our board clerk. Kim Niemeyer, our legal counsel. Lori Kemper is our assistant executive officer in the front. Next to her is Ann Holden. Esther Tracy is helping us from State Board. Lisa Durenbach is here from our Tahoe office. Dr. Bruce Warden is here from our Tahoe office. David Boyers is visiting us from the State Board as well. I think Doug Cushman is in the audience. There we go. Mr. Richard Booth from our TOPS. Doug Smith, our division manager from our TOPS. I'm not sure if Mike Plasiak is in the audience. Thanks.
Thank you, Executive Officer. The regional board will be considering many items during this meeting. Although we must use our time wisely, we encourage your input on any item so that our decision will be based on all available information. If you wish to speak on an agenda item, please submit one of these orange cards indicating how many minutes you need and your name, and you can give them to Rebecca and she will get them to me. Although we do not administer an oath in most proceedings before this board, we expect all statements to be made truthful, with no attempts to mislead by false statements, deceptive presentation, or failure to include essential information. We also ask that you obey our ground rules, which are to treat everyone with respect. In the interest of everyone's time, please communicate your ideas clearly, and so that we can develop an accurate record, we ask that you speak only after you are recognized, and at that time, please come to the lectern and address the agenda item. If you do not follow these rules or become repetitious, I may ask you to sit down. Any person aggrieved by an action or inaction of the regional board, including but not limited to the issuance, modification, or rejection of waste discharge requirements, may petition the State Water Resources Control Board to review the decision. The State Board must receive the petition within 30 days of the Regional Board's meeting at which the action was taken. Board staff will provide you with copies of those regulations if you request them, and you can also find them on the State Water Resources Control Board's website. The first item tonight is a public forum. Normally at this time what I ask is for comments that anyone who wants to speak on public forum that is not related to PG&E and Hinckley, and that we hold public forum type comments that relate to PG&E and Hinckley after we've had the agenda items about PG&E and Hinckley to see if your concerns or questions have not yet been addressed by the other two items that address PG&E and Hinckley. This evening, there's a kind of a special public forum topic, which actually does refer to PG&E and Hinckley, but I'm going to let her go ahead anyway, and that's Lynn Schrader.
Good evening, and thank you so much.
Speak up.
Okay. Good evening. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here. I'm Lynn Schrader, and I'm a teacher at Barstow High School. 2 weeks ago, I was doing a little characterization kind of thing. I'm an English teacher. And in the course of the discussion, we discovered that most of our students knew nothing about Hinckley and PG&E. And we're in Barstow High. So out of that, over the course of less than a day, we created a project for the seniors. And it will be giant research posters. They are doing their own research. Several of them are here today. And on December 5th, we will be doing a public presentation of the posters. The students will be standing next to them, discussing them with the community. And it's a cross-curricular you know, I hate to use the buzzwords, 21st century type of education. And I'd like to thank you for allowing my students to come here tonight and gather information. And I would also like to invite all of you here and everyone in the audience to please come to Barstow High. I will put out the information publicly. And again, thank you very much.
Thank you. That's a great project. And your students are always welcome at every one of our meetings. They don't need an invitation to come.
Thanks.
So with that, we're going to move into the workshop. At this point, I'll ask my fellow board members to move into the audience and join the audience for the workshop. Once again, I am coming out from behind the desk. That's very scary for everybody.